Today, I'm speaking with Elisa McFarland, a field manager for the Soil Health Partnership. What is the Soil Health Partnership, Elisa?
The Soil Health Partnership is a farmer-led initiative of the National Corn Growers Association, and basically what we're trying to do is quantify the benefits of practices that improve soil health. And this is kind of twofold, from an economic and farm management perspective, but from an environmental standpoint as well. So there's kind of two sides to that that we're looking at, and then trying to link those healthy soil benefits to a better bottom line for farmers.
You're one of the field managers for the Soil Health Partnership. What is your role as a field manager?
Well, basically, I work with the farmers to implement the Soil Health Partnership strip trials and collect the data to help provide some local answers to some of the questions that are being asked. And then also I work with a wide range of organizations at both the state and the local level to host field days and provide resources to other farmers as they work towards improving their soil health.
Of course, to get to a goal of having healthy soil, there are a lot of practices that are put in place to achieve this. But what are the areas of emphasis in terms of practices in the Soil Health Partnership? What's being used out there?
So most of the farmers that I work with, especially in Iowa, are very interested in cover crops. Cover crops achieve a lot of different soil health goals, and so depending on how each farmer uses them, there's a lot of different ways to implement the seeding and also then manage the cover crops in the spring. So depending on the specific goals, we have a lot of different options for how to manage those cover crops to achieve different soil health goals. The other practices that we're testing in Iowa also include reduced tillage as well as nutrient management. Those sites require a little bit more in terms of equipment and data management. So there aren't quite as many of those sites, but most of the farmers are looking at cover crops.
This is growing in interest. There are a lot more farmers that are doing practices, although some of them, of course, have been employing these practices for decades. But why is soil health growing in interest?
Exactly as you mentioned, soil health and kind of these practices have been in place for a long time, but I think that it's really gaining interest and popularity right now because we have some additional resources in this new modern age of agriculture where we have access to more science, more big data, those sorts of things, where we can really take these concepts that we've known about for a long time, that, you know, higher organic matter, increased infiltration, better water holding capacity, all of these things that are concepts related to soil health, we can now test those and use the data and information we get from those tests to help improve our farm management and make better decisions into the future. And I think that's really why there's so much interest right now in soil health.
Field days are a chance for other farmers to see what's going on in this and to see what perhaps they could employ on their own farms. So the field days in Iowa, how many are there? What's the driver behind these and what do people learn at them?
We have a number of different field days going on all across the state, and we are planning more events all the time, and we even have them throughout the year. And really what the driver behind these events is being able to share information at a local level. So helping Soil Health Partnership farmer that we work with share the information that he or she has learned, and then also what else other folks in the area who might be implementing practices in a little bit different way, but in that same area, share what they have learned. Another important thing is working with other organizations that are hosting events as well. So making sure that we are sharing each other's messages and working together to provide as many resources and as much information to the farmers in the area, as well as ag retailers, landowners, whoever might be interested in soil health.
Of course. And where can people find out? You said there might be more that are added. Where can they find out more about where to find a field day?
Find out more information about our field days at our website, soilhealthpartnership.org, as well as on social media, on Twitter at Soil Partners, as well as on Facebook. They're also being advertised locally, so if you want more information, you can also check out your local news sources as well.
You mentioned at the outset that there's a connection with the National Corn Growers Association, but talk about who supports the Soil Health Partnership, and in particular, Iowa Corn's role in this.
The Soil Health Partnership has a wide range of partners, and I think that's one of the most valuable parts about Soil Health Partnership is that we work with the USDA, NRCS, the Nature Conservancy, as well as folks that are involved with the Midwest Row Crops Collaborative and ag industry, and a lot of different university folks, all these people coming together because everybody's interested in soil health. I think that we gain a lot of strength from that nationally, but then at a state level with Iowa Corn, they have been so instrumental in helping me find farmers to work with and helping get information out and basically just being another really good resource at that grassroots level to share information about soil health and about Iowa corn.
Talk about why the corn growers are interested in this whole concept of the Soil Health Partnership.
Well, the corn growers that I work with are very passionate about their soils and caring for their land and their environment, and are also interested in how soil health can improve their operation. Like I mentioned earlier, it's a twofold kind of interest in soil health, and that's reflected from the Iowa corn farmers as well.
Is the Soil Health Partnership looking for more farmers to enroll in this?
Soil Health Partnership has had great interest in participation, and it's been really fun to just see this explosion of interest in soil health and soil health partnerships specifically. So we're pretty full right now, but we are looking at new ways that we can expand into the future. And so if farmers are interested in learning about how they can connect more with Soil Health Partnership, you can visit our website, soilhealthpartnership.org, and sign up for our newsletter. Follow us on social media. We also share a lot of great information that our farmers themselves are learning on those sites as well. I would just encourage everyone, you know, whatever your interest level is with soil health, to reach out and attend a field day or talk to your neighbors that are trying out some of these practices and see what you can learn from others. And there's a lot of great knowledge that's being gained right now as we're all trying new things and working together. So don't be afraid to ask questions.
To hear more about how to grow your farm returns through soil health or to register for a field day near you, visit soilhealthpartnership.org.